with The Ethicist. I'm Randy Cohen. Letter number one.
Except for a few odd jobs, I'd been out of work for 9 months when I was offered a job setting up an offshore help desk with the possibility of more such work to follow. I wanted to refuse. My father's automobile industry job was outsourced, and I didn't feel right helping coworkers lose their IT jobs. My wife argues that if I don't take this, someone else will, and that I have no duty to protect an industry that no longer employs me. Would it be ethical to accept this offer? Name withheld, Seattle.
It is not unethical for an ambitious young person in, say, Mumbai, to land a job that might otherwise go to an ambitious young person in, say, Seattle, and there is no opprobrium in your helping him or her land it. Americans do not enjoy moral precedence over Indians. Some people feel that we have a greater ethical duty to those closest to us, our neighbors, but in an era of global trade and travel, that is a recipe for tribalism and its attendant ills. If this employer treats its offshore workers fairly, you might consult the various organizations that monitor such things, and if its American clients have not broken any promises to their domestic workers or the communities where they've long operated, then you may accept the offer. There are undoubtedly winners and losers in such economic relocations, and genuine hardship may occur, but it needn't follow that anyone involved acted improperly. That's a fortunate thing, because your wife's argument, if you don't do it, someone else will, would not justify nefarious conduct. Someone else will do pretty much anything. I've met someone else, and he's quite the little weasel. Nor have you any duty, or for that matter, much ability, to protect an industry, whether or not it currently employs you. In any case, your taking this job is not akin to sneaking into a local IT firm and squirting crazy glue into its door locks. I can understand your feelings of personal loyalty to friends, to former co-workers, to your own father's history. Such sentiments are worthy of respect. You may, of course, reject this offer simply because it makes you uneasy, guided by Pliny's dictum, quod dubitas ne feceris. When in doubt, don't. Update. He declined the job out of principle. He continues to seek work. Letter number two.
I'm a pediatric surgeon. After I had scheduled an operation to remove the tonsils of a 10-year-old, her family told me that, shortly before the surgery, her mother will enter prison for 5 years for orchestrating a large-scale Ponzi scheme. They urged me to ask the court to delay the start of her sentence so she can be with her child for the operation and a 2-week recovery period. I feel the mother does not deserve a break, but the daughter does. Should I make the request? Nina L. Shapiro, Los Angeles.
The request does carry the faint perfume of opportunism. This surgery is not exactly life-threatening. That mother no doubt wants to defer entering prison. Has she made a similar plea to her child's dentist regarding an upcoming cleaning? And yet, the operation could be frightening to a child, who might be comforted by her mother's presence. Therefore, you should either move up the date of that operation or make the request to the court. Doing either could help your young patient. As her doctor, you must emphasize her well-being. The corollary benefit to the mother is irrelevant. Besides, how much of a break is it to delay, not shorten, her 5-year sentence by 2 weeks? No matter what you do, the child will suffer from her mother's absence for years, something the mother should have considered when committing these crimes. Her victims were not just those she swindled, but the members of her own family. The rest of us should also contemplate this cruel side effect of our criminal justice system. It punishes not only the prisoner herself, but her family and, indeed, all who love her. A system that racks up so much collateral damage is one we should re-examine. Update. Shapiro made the request, but the court denied it. The father has since lost his health insurance, and the surgery was canceled. Una?
This week's questions were read by photographer Adam Nadel, whose traveling exhibition Malaria, Blood, Sweat and Tears opens this week at the Center for Disease Control Museum in Atlanta, and Sarah Zatz, writer and director of Secret Survivors, a Ping Chong and Company production that could be seen at El Museo del Barrio on March 12th. You can send your questions to ethicist@nytimes.com. I'm your ad hoc announcer, Una Carney, whose film Her Mother's Daughters had its U.S. premiere at the 39th Dance and Camera Festival.